Well, what does the Prime Minister's more assertive stance mean for Australia's position on the world stage? Peter Jennings is the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. I spoke to him earlier.
I think PM is wanting to say to Australians we're heading into a tougher strategic environment. Scott Morrison talks about the rule of law and how valuable that is to Australia in international affairs. But really the essence of his speech is to say we're moving more into competition and away from cooperation.
The Prime Minister has underlined the threshold level of economic maturity, and that suggests a stronger stand on treating China as a major developed economy rather than a developing nation as it was considered in the past. Is that the right stance for Australia to be taking right now?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's well beyond time that quite a number of people in the Australian decision-making elite, if I can call them that, updated their mental frameworks about China. Scott Morrison also makes the point that, you know, China is now a very considerable global military power, which is not a statement that could have been made even a decade ago. And we need to come to terms with this. I think there's a lot of, frankly, rather dated 1990s thinking about China. But we're dealing, you know, with a country with global power projection capabilities and with vast economic interests around the world.
Australia has welcomed China's rise over the past decades, though, but now Scott Morrison says that the ground has shifted. Can you explain how and why that's the case?
Well, I think we were able for probably 20 years to primarily benefit from the economic upside of a growing China. It was a fantastic market to export to. Where we have been much less prepared is to deal with the consequences of a wealthy China that has substantial military force and a China with sufficient intelligence and cyber spying. All of these things point to a China which presents, frankly, as many risks as it does opportunities.
You say that Scott Morrison is trying to carve out a balance for Australian interests between those of China and the US, but couldn't it be read as a blanket endorsement of Donald Trump's policies towards China?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think Scott Morrison realises on what side his strategic bread is buttered, and that ultimately does come down to the alliance relationship we have with the United States. But his speech does contain, I think, a fairly timely warning to Washington to say, well, you have a stake in making sure that the world doesn't descend into a full-on trade war as well. And I think it's a reminder that, you know, this is something that we can't take lightly. We are going to potentially suffer significant costs if that's the direction that the US-China relationship goes in.
Aren't we a younger sibling in any room, though? What he's going to be talking about is what Japan can do, what Europe can do in relation to WTO rules and the rule of law on the international trade setting. Australia's just a junior player here.
No, I wouldn't accept that. I mean, we're in the order of the 12th or 13th largest economy. I think if we're prepared to become more actively involved in all manner of Indo-Pacific forums, our voice can be heard. But, you know, the key message to the public service here is if you want your voice to be heard, you better have something interesting to say. And I think, you know, there is potentially the value that Australia can add, but we're going to have to up our diplomatic act if other countries are going to pay attention.
Peter Jennings, thanks very much for joining the world today.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Peter Jennings, the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.